Okay, so let me share with you a very interesting halacha that relates to the prohibition of medida on Shabbos. You're not allowed to measure stuff on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to measure, let's say, your weight. You're not allowed to measure exact amounts of food that you want to serve. You're not allowed to measure ingredients as part of the preparation of a dish. Measuring on Shabbos is aser. And according to the explanation of most Rishonim, the reason for this prohibition is because it's uvda d'chol. It's a weekday type activity, and it degrades from the kedusha of Shabbos. It's not Shabbostic for you to be measuring stuff on Shabbos. It's a very weekday-like type of activity. However, there are exceptions to the rule. For instance, says the Ramah, if a person is measuring on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and the measuring is for the purpose of a mitzvah, it's mutter. So if a person, let's say, is measuring matzah to make sure that he has the correct shear and amount of matzah that he'll eat during Pesach, that's mutter because this type of measuring is being done to facilitate a mitzvah. Or if, let's say, you're measuring wine or you're measuring the cup, you want to make sure that there's a requisite amount of wine in the cup for Kiddush or for the four kaisers on Pesach. Since the measuring is done for the sake of a mitzvah, it's mutter. Because the entire rationale for the problem is that it's weekday-like, it's uvda d'chol. But if you're doing it for the mitzvah, so that transforms it into a Shabbos-dika type of measuring, and therefore it's going to be permissible. Also, the Ramah says that if the measuring is not being done with a precision, it's more of an approximation, that also is not included in the entire prohibition of measuring, because there's a lacking of exactitude. And the whole isser is that it's uvda d'chol, it's weekday type activity when it's exacting and precision based. But if it's just an approximation, you're not over, you're not in violation of the isser on Shabbos. Now, continues the Ramah with a very important concept. If a person is measuring for the sake of a chayla, for the purposes of healing someone, says the Ramah, since it's a mitzvah to heal a person and to take care of someone's health, the halach is that it's considered measuring l'tzorech mitzvah and it's permissible. So you're allowed to measure for the sake of someone ill. Why? Because that measuring has the status of medida shel mitzvah and therefore it's mutter. So if, let's say, a person is not well and you want to take their temperature on Shabbos. So if you use a regular mercury thermometer and it's not a digital thermometer, it's mutter on Shabbos since you're doing it for the purpose of someone's health. You're doing it l'tzorech chayla, and therefore it has the status of a medida shel mitzvah. However, if, let's say, you're using a digital thermometer, then it's more of a problematic thing, and that should be avoided unless it's a real serious case of a potential sakon. Okay. Now, so we're saying that medida, in general, is usur on Shabbos. You're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. It's a uvda d'chol. It's weekday-like. If it's l'tzorech mitzvah, if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, or the sake of a sick person, it's mutter. Let me share with you a very interesting chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman. So the Mishnah Berurah already brings down a very interesting question from the Ma'aril. And the Ma'aril was unsure as to whether or not the prohibition of measuring applies to the measuring of time. Are you allowed to measure time on Shabbos, or is that a problem of medida of measuring? In other words, if I, let's say, I want to look at my watch on Shabbos, that's certainly permissible because I'm not doing any act of measuring on Shabbos. It's already set into motion before Shabbos. But if I want to, let's say, wind a watch or do something that's going to actively measure the time, is medida prohibited when you're measuring time? So the Ma'aril says that it's unclear. It's unclear because maybe the argument can be made that measuring is only prohibited when you're measuring something tangible, like an object. But if you're measuring merely the passage of time, maybe it's permissible. Maybe it's not considered measuring on Shabbos. Or no, medida is medida, and even if it's measuring time, it's a problem. Because it's not clear, says the Ma'aril, we have to be stringent. And we have to avoid measuring time on Shabbos and consider it perhaps included in the Isser of Medida. So we don't measure time. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if, let's say, a person has a sand timer and the measuring of time is because, let's say, that you want to know when your turn is up when you're playing a game. So it's a sand timer. When the sand expires, then it's over your turn. Over there, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we could allow a person to use it on Shabbos. And it's not included in the Isser of Medida. Why? Well, first of all, the entire question of measuring time is not so clear. As we mentioned, it's really an unclear question that doesn't really have a conclusive psak. And although we're machmer, in this case, it's more lenient. Why? Because in this case, I'm not measuring time per se. I don't care about the actual measurement and time passed. I just want to know when my turn is up. So I don't have an interest in actually measuring the span of time. that's being engaged. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if a person generally will be stringent, which we are, about measuring time, but in this case, when you're having a sand timer being used, it's permissible on Shabbos because you're not measuring time per se, you just want to know when the time is up, when your turn is expired.